now call the board back in session. Next case, please.
Case number 11,062, Paul M. and Cynthia M. Panacci, north of Route 16, Brock Hill Road, southeast corner of Bayshore Drive and Georgia Avenue, BMI 14, Block G, within Brock Hill Beach Development. A variance from the corner side yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Cynthia Panacci, 1 Clipper Court, Bear, Delaware.
Panacci, 1 Clipper Court, Bear, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
My husband and I are here requesting two variances for a property in Brock Hill. The first one, we're requesting a 0.6-foot variance from the required 30-feet front yard setback for a new dwelling on the existing foundation. And the second one is we're requesting an 8.7-foot variance from the required 15-foot setback for a corner lot. The uniqueness of the lot is that it is 50 by 100 feet, and the setbacks are practically half of the property. We feel that the only house that would fit in this area and not encroach on the setbacks would be maybe a double-wide trailer, but we have a single home. Can the property be developed in strict conformity? No, the existing grandfathered house is gone, and the new dwelling is there on its existing foundation. Is the variance necessary? We sure feel it is. We've already built the new dwelling on the existing foundation, which had a previous variance because it did not meet the setback requirements. Was the difficulty created by us? No. Well, to be honest, no and yes. No, we originally obtained a permit to add a second floor loft with a 5-foot knee wall. During demolition, we found that the original construction was poor and that mold and rot forced us to rebuild from the existing foundation up. We don't feel like it will alter the character of the neighborhood, the new home. It won't impair adjacent property. It won't be detrimental to public welfare. We do feel like the variances that we're asking for will be the least amount of modification possible because we're building on the exact existing foundation. We're asking to keep the house that's there and to add a porch that for an entrance to the house. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Absolutely. The house is already under construction. It's framed, wrapped, has a roof. Part of the problem with the house is that it's kind of crooked on the property. That's why we have to ask for the 8.7 at the 1 point. And will the variance represent the least modification possible? Yes, because we built it on the existing foundation.
There was an original variance in place for the front of the house, and there's an existing screen porch there that is still there as part of the construction. That was, you know, put in there years ago, which they originally had a variance, and they also had a variance for the side setback, which is on Bayshore Drive. What we did was just lengthen the porch in order to be able to accompany the steps to be able to get into the home. By causing that, because the house is tilted, like she said, caused a little bit more of an encroachment than what it originally was the variance for.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yes. Are you doing the building yourself?
Yes, I obtained the permit originally, yes. I'm doing the loft in the raised. We had a flat roof, it was leaking real bad, so in order to peak the whole house together, we were just gonna put a 5-foot knee wall on there, which we had approved. And when we did, we found out the problem. I went back to the permit office to let them, you know, be aware of it. And, you know, my mistake, I guess, that I never really checked with the zoning, because the permit office said, as long as I keep the same footprint, that I was okay to do what I had to do, as long as I didn't change the footprint. I forget, it was Mr. Wright, and I met him and Melissa back at the site, but, you know, I assume, you know, it's just a miscommunication, so we didn't even know about the zoning issue, about having to check with them in order to continue. But that's basically what we have there.
And I see a violation notice. You say you came back to the permit office, but the violation notice says that you didn't.
Well, we haven't got the official permit yet. I mean, we have the sewer. I mean, excuse me, we have the septic approval. We just got that back. Our plans are right now with the engineer just verifying that you know, the inside is going to meet the requirement to get the permit.
So are you rebuilding the whole structure or just a portion?
Everything except for the foundation, yes, sir.
Okay.
The house was actually done in pieces. What we have found out once we took apart the floor, there was some tongue and groove. There was some 2x6s, 2x12s on the floors. It was just, you know, the walls were just, you know, it was just really turned out to be a kind of a disaster. But it's not, okay. That's kind of where we're at.
Well, thank you.
We are real close. I mean, within the week or so, we should have the full plans back from the architect with the engineer's stamp on it. That's where we are. But we have the septic approval. And we've gone through everybody else that we've needed to.
Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
You've done away with the shower and the deck on the other side, right? You don't have that no more. You just have the porch.
Pardon? Sorry, sir?
The shower and
the shower deck. On the new plans is going to be located underneath it because we all have to raise the house.
I have a copy of the new.
But it doesn't change.
Yeah, it's removed.
Yes.
Right, it's removed.
Opposed.
Okay.
And we are going to put a deck in the back, but it will be within the parameters that won't require a variance.
You choose that back here.
Okay.
Mr. Rickers?
Explain the existing porch to me from the front. You're saying that at one time you got a 14-foot variance, is that correct?
We did not. It was in 1997 from a previous owner.
But you
We've
had
only
a
had the house since 2010.
Did you have that porch removed or
we have not moved it, and we were told by zoning that if we didn't touch it we could leave it.
We're okay. Talking about the screen porch, sir?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But has not moved. It's on the existing footings.
Okay. You haven't moved that at all, touched anything?
No, we have pictures if you need to see it.
That's all right. Take your word for it. You're under oath.
And I just want to clarify that Melissa Thibodeau, the zoning inspector, is working very closely.
With these them. People?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you very much for that. Okay, and I have no further questions. Mine's been answered. So hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that there's a uniqueness that stems from the fact that a small project became necessary to redo the whole project, and the fact that it's not being the foundation or the footprint's not being enlarged but on the same footprint certainly makes it unique. And in order to put a house back on the property is without additional cost and within what was already approved makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant obviously didn't create the situation originally, and they're just asking to put things back the way it was. It's been there for some time, and I don't see where it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood, nor did we hear testimony as such. And I think they're asking for a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,062.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Rickards. that we approve case number 11,062. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Records?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,062 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much.